What it do on Deckers? Welcome back. Happy New Year to you. Being it's the new year, we got some resolutions in hip hop that we want to lay down for you for 2018. We appreciate you coming to check it out. Also, go to the site, check out RealVilleMedia.com. At RealVilleMedia.com, you can check out all the other shows on the network, which include
Full Sport Press Podcast. That's J-Hove, Howeezy, Big Jeff. That's every Monday. They just went over the FSP Awards for 2017. Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast. That's me, Animal Brown, and the homie J-Hove. Our latest episode is up, Top 10 Shoes of 2017. All right, last but not least, the Ladies Room podcast. Shout out to Anne-Marie. Shout out Rizzo. Congrats, Anne-Marie. I saw that baby bump. Their latest episode is up, Oversharing on Social Media. All right, RealVilleMedia.com. Check out all the shows. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to this rap shit. Hey, what it do with the business is?
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me on all things social media, Animal_Brown.
Same thing for your boy. I am Spike Lou. Follow me there, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you get your rocks off at on social media. Most importantly, Facebook, Rap Chat. Leave your comments. Let's talk about the episodes. Just comment on the list and polls and all the good things that we do.
Absolutely, man. At On Deck TV podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Have you added a underscore to your name yet?
That's what we're doing in 2018?
We were doing it in 2017, but we'll give you a pass for being late.
Is that what they've gotten to in 2018? First of all, underscores were extinct since like 06, 07.
That's impossible.
Some kind of way you found one on the internet and you got it under your name. I am Spike Lou, no underscores, slashes, or dashes.
What you have on deck for New Year's, man?
First of all, Happy New Year's to Absolutely. The On Deckers out there, man. We're glad y'all bringing in another year with us. If this is your first episode, welcome.
Absolutely, man.
Happy to have you. Go back and check that strong catalog.
It's deep, man. 220, 225, 227, something like it.
We out here.
230. God damn. Creating.
My New Year's, man, was pretty chillax, man. I got to... These are the best probably 2 weeks of the year to travel, get up with your family, Facts. Go on and plan everything out, close it out, rest, relax.
Yep.
You ain't got to go do the corporate thing a lot. So I got that in, just like ate good, relaxed good. I went to go see Downsize, and I think I said that last episode. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Matt Damon joint.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But yeah, I just chilled up, man. Been watching Blacklist on Netflix.
Blacklist or yep. Black Mirror?
I watched an episode of Black Mirror. That was good too. But I've been binge watching
Blacklist. Hard though.
Yeah,
right. Dude, be shaking.
Raymond Reddington is Red. My spirit animal. Red. That's what you can call me now. You go your little vegan nickname. Just call me Spike Reddington.
That's Spike Reddington doesn't have the same effect.
Tough.
Dude shakes it though.
Yeah, Raymond Reddington the beast.
Man, I went home for the holidays. I think I said that on the last episode, but fuck it, you get to hear it again.
It's cold in the Ville. Congratulations to the Titans fans, man.
Oh yeah. New Year's. What I do? I went to the comedy show. Shout out my homie Plaza, came in town. Went out with the wifey.
Swag Plaz.
Absolutely.
Shout out the wife.
We went to see TK Kirkland. Listen.
Who raised you?
First of all, he was funny as hell.
Shout out TK.
And if you don't know, now you know, do not sit in the front row of a TK Kirkland show unless you feel like just getting annihilated. Don't ask me how I know.
He wore you out.
Ain't no way.
Did he call you Veggie Jackson or some shit?
Ain't no way.
Did you tell him you were can't a vegetarian?
Wear, you can't wear me out. I'm Teflon in there.
Pause, first of all. Can't wear me out. Oh man, you probably had on an I am vegan shirt.
It would have been, oh, he would have roasted my ass.
Listen.
But nah, hey, he takes no prisoners. You sitting in the front row, man. Just hope you got thick skin, boy.
I ain't sitting in the front Woo. Row for no respectable comedian.
That's what
if
I'm
people
saying.
Willing to go sit in the front row at your show, you need to redo. Like, you just do something else. You don't need to be a comedian, because I'm not getting in that war zone at all.
Woo. He was going hard in the paint.
What would you do if he was roasting you? Would you leave?
Nah, that shouldn't be funny. Nah. I can take a
joke.
What
I'm talking about, what if he was going in?
First of all, that's impossible. All
right, so.
Look at me.
Okay, what about this? No.
I'm sauced up in that bitch.
Very easy.
Fresh as
okay,
fuck.
Okay, what if you with the wife and he going in on wifey? What do you do?
That's impossible too. But if he going too far,
to wife at all. I'm just, yeah. What if he like? What if he like some sly? He really right. ain't funny.
He's drunk.
Yeah, y'all ain't laughing, and he's like trying to go in. Like, nah, bruh.
No. Got to throw a tomato at his ass. Fuck
I'm
off the stage,
drink
nigga.
On stage. They got to put me out. Even if you ain't willing to do nothing, you got to make it at least look like. That's throw, a go fact. And throw the drink on stage, make them put you out.
That's a fact. Security on dog walk your motherfucking ass.
I'm suing.
Owning the club.
Everybody. Hurt me on the way out of here. I'm suing everybody.
Shit. All right, man. Let's get to this rap shit. We got some New Year's resolution for the rap game that they need. I hope all of y'all are listening.
Yeah, man. It's time to bring the keepers or the guards, the gatekeepers back to hip hop, man. In other words, you're just going to keep getting this fuck shit they've been sliding in. So,
absolutely.
Bring the gatekeeping back with resolutions this year.
More on that in a moment, but first, a couple of things stood out over the weekend.
Which were?
My guy, DJ Khaled, is back. Got him a brand new deal.
Already for 2018? That's what we're doing?
2 days into the year, he's got a new deal.
Already got a Khaled story.
It's not a headphone company. It's not a music deal like you may
what
think.
What Khaled got going on?
He just signed a deal with Weight Watchers.
Oh.
As part of the deal, he will go public with his struggles to slim down via, wait on it, Snapchat. He said he's already down 20 pounds. Now, specifics to the deal, like how much, how long, that wasn't disclosed. But some good news for Weight Watchers, their shares rose up about 7% on the stock market after this was announced. My question is this a smart play for DJ Khaled to kick off 2018?
I don't think so, man. I think Khaled like spreading it a little too far, and I don't see anything wrong with Khaled being the size he is. Like, I don't want Khaled to come out looking like Aladdin. Like, I want Khaled to look like Khaled, dude. As long as he's healthy and, like, can exercise. He was doing his exercise and vegan thing for a while. I feel like that was better. I ain't got to sign up with Weight Watchers. So that check probably was fat. And probably. I ain't going to.
No pun intended.
I ain't even going to deny the check aspect of it. But, I it got to be something to say DJ Khaled is messing with our brand. And I don't feel like Weight Watchers brand is that something. Like, it ain't gonna give you that whether you Weight Watchers or Khaled. I just don't feel like it's a good mix. So he's joining Jessica Simpson.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Hudson.
Man, she's
your boy Charles Barkley.
That's your man's.
I don't even know who Sarah Ferguson is.
Me neither.
So those are the big dogs at Weight Watchers right now.
You left that one huge dog.
Oprah, right?
Facts.
Okay. That's another thing. Oprah been with Weight Watchers like 20 years.
She owns 10% of Weight Watchers.
Do you have to be a lifetime member? Is that
when you own 10%? Yes.
But when do you have to stop watching your weight? Is it a lifetime commitment type thing?
Some,
like AA,
it's
or?
A struggle for some people. All right. I make it look easy. All right.
You actually
it's
are.
Not the same.
You're not only a you're a member. You're not only about to endorse this product. You're a member.
I make this shit look easy. All right. I make this husky shit look easy. Mm-hmm. It's not simple for everyone.
So you're addicted to food?
No, not
coming
at all.
Out of the closet, addicted to food.
Breaking news.
Like, seriously though, how long do you got to watch your weight?
Nah, but like, this is what I'm saying. This, first of all, this is a brilliant move by Khaled. You don't see these type of deals coming. I don't know any Weight Watchers. I don't watch anything where Weight Watchers commercials or anything will come up or pop up on my browser. So it's not going to be in my face. What they're trying to do is get the male population to bite because only about 10% of their consumers are male. Weight Watchers is known as a female thing. So they're trying to get more guys to bite. Khaled, that's a win-win if you're Khaled. Everybody likes the story of the guy who went from 300 to 220. It don't matter who the fuck you are. If Khaled was just on the brink of getting on your last fucking nerve, there is no way you can look at this and be like, ah, shit, this nigga lost 50 pounds. Get the fuck out of here. Like, nobody's going to say that, dude. This is brilliant. He couldn't have done anything else to keep people in his good graces, dude. This was smart as fuck. Khaled team is about to be on LeBron team level, Kevin Hart team level, Drake team level. That's the Hall of Fame of squads right now.
Breaking
he's
news.
Joining that.
Breaking news for you and Alone Distance 2018. It's Assad's year. This ain't Khaled year. It's over for Khaled. Assad is the next up. He was shaking Puff New Year's Eve party. He was there with the shirt off, wilding out, sagging diaper out. Assad here this year. He ain't playing no more games.
I forgot he
I'm
had
riding
Assad.
With Assad.
I forgot he got that. Wait till he get the Baby Gap shit.
Assad, yeah.
Wait till he get the Baby Gap commercial popping. Wait till he get the Kids Are Us.
I'm cool off Khaled.
Stop. You can't be cool off a nigga losing weight and getting in shape. It's impossible.
That ain't what's going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you. He finna be like Richard Simmons, dude. The little dude in the little shorts just getting. You remember him with the fro?
Tough.
He's just going to get on people's nerves. You got to lose weight now. They don't want you to lose weight. They don't want you to eat vegan. They don't want you to have sandwiches. They don't want you. Nah, bro. We eating barbecue and soul food
yeah, okay.
and all of that stuff.
Okay. Keep on.
I'm just saying. We working out, too, but come on.
Nah, it's a brilliant move, man. Again, I won't be seeing none of this shit.
I don't give a damn. If he didn't, and I'm not knocking nobody's pockets, if he wasn't on five other platforms as big as
he been quiet for the last couple months, though. For the last six months.
So even more to my point, if you've been quiet, I don't bust back on the scene with Weight Watchers.
Nah, this is perfect. I wonder what that bag, you can only imagine what that bag looked like.
Was serious.
Woof.
That bag was serious.
All right, man, moving on. Former President Obama, 44. If y'all recall, when he was in office, he started a playlist, right? And he revealed every year what his favorite songs were for the year and which books that he was checking out. He figured he'd keep up the tradition, even though he's not in office.
Because we don't care what Trump is reading or listening to.
First of all, Trump not reading a damn thing. let's be clear.
He reading tweets.
Right. He reading a timeline. He ain't reading no books.
Nah, he ain't reading no books.
He
DMX and Belly.
Man.
Reading?
Motherfucker, nigga, never motherfucker. That's
how you read
the funniest
part
never in Belly.
I'm out here running red lights, smoking weed,
hey, yo,
talking about Africa.
Yo, God, when last time you read a book, God?
Never, motherfucker.
Woo, I might have to watch that just for that one part.
But yeah, so back to the list. Barack dropped his playlist and his books. So
popping.
I see some songs on here that I can't picture the president in chief,
right,
head of state listening to. What stuck out to you first and foremost as I don't believe Barack listening to that?
Easy. French Montana Unforgettable was on here. There's no way on God's green earth Barack Obama knows who French Montana is. Period.
Sway Lee might be related to Barack.
Sway Lee tried to shoot a shot, though.
He looked like Barack. He shot the shot of Malaya.
I forgot about that. So maybe
Sway Lee. Sway Lee.
I forgot about that.
Shooter's going to shoot. Sway Lee a shooter, too.
So then that means, okay, you know what? I take that back. He do know. Because that's basically Sway Lee's song. Let's be honest.
Easy.
French Montana's just an innocent bystander on there.
So you saying Barack Obama knows who Sway Lee is, but he don't know French Montana?
Absolutely, 100%.
Wow.
What song will hit through you off? Like, get the fuck out of here.
There are two. Because one, Barack may have heard it passing and knew it was popular, but he never played it on his own.
Okay.
Wild Thoughts.
Nah, he playing that.
Barack Obama shuffling around.
He playing that.
He shuffling around the estate with Wild Thoughts.
He two-stepping with
Michelle.
He's two-stepping with Michelle.
What do you know about
Wild
these
Thoughts?
Wild Thoughts, Michelle?
That's a fact.
He ain't doing that.
You're a damn lie.
And
he think it's still Santana song.
Now, see, he might be listening to the Carlos Santana Maria Maria. He might be listening to that. He ain't listening to the Wild Thoughts.
He think this what
but
this is.
But then again, he probably seen a Rihanna. Okay. He seen the video. He seen the Rihanna video, and he seen, okay, I get it.
That's all that. He only know what it sound like. He watched that on mute.
Listen, Travis Scott, Goosebumps.
Nah, Butterfly Effect.
I mean, Butterfly Effect.
Yeah. No. He ain't listening to that either.
Barack not listening to Travis.
That's banging, though.
He probably asked Malaya and Sasha for, like, give me a song to, like, make me sound cool and shit.
That's exactly what he did.
100%.
He said, give me a song by somebody under 30 to make me
sound cool if I'm listening to this dude.
But over 21, though, so it make it believable.
Exactly. Like, it couldn't have been Gucci Gang. Gucci Gang couldn't have been on Barack shit. Though I could see him walking around, you know what I mean, getting hyped to that Gucci Gang before that Wild Thoughts, though.
I agree. I can see him listening to that before this Travis Scott.
You're tough.
What if you pulled up on Barack right now? Somehow you got an invite to some dinner, some gala he got at the crib, and you walk in and you open the door and that motherfucking Gucci Gang is banging through the fucking AirPods.
And he got a do-rag on. And he got the Shannon Sharp Black in my house with him too.
With the yak in his hand, dude. I would love to rap with Barack on some chill shit though. I'm just curious to see, is that a cover up or is it like on some real shit? Like, is it like some real nigga shit?
That'll make my day right there.
That'll be
crazy. I pull
crazy.
Up on Barack. He got the do-rag on with the yak. Let's go, Barack.
He has some usual suspects on this list too, like Jay-Z, Family Feud.
Michelle told him about that.
Nah, he fuck with Jay.
He fuck with Jay, but he, I mean, listen, let me tell you what.
He don't be, he been on vacay. He not in the seat no more.
He not listening to Chanel by Frank Ocean.
Nah, he know about Frank Ocean. He don't know about the scissor broken clocks, though. He don't know none about that.
Harry Styles?
I don't know none about times? That. Who is that?
I don't know, but if I don't know him, Barack don't know him.
Kendrick Humble, he's listening to that. Bitch, be humble. What if he walking in there? Bitch,
Michelle,
be humble.
Bitch, be humble. She start talking about running for president. Not yet. Man, that's funny.
All right, man, moving on. Before the Secret Service pull up on our ass.
You ain't gonna make it out of here tonight.
Yo boy. Let me emphasize, yo boy, NBA young boy. In a little bit of hot water with the internet right now after a video surfaced of his girlfriend sleeping in a hotel lobby couch. Now, allegedly, young boy had some groupies in the hotel room. When no room for his girlfriend, so she slept on the couch. That hasn't been confirmed or denied.
The couch was in the lobby.
Yeah, that's
first of all.
Right, not the couch in the room, the couch in the lobby. Yeah. Now, a lot of people went to social media, went ham on him, went ham on her. Mm-hmm. She posted a picture outside of a mall with several bags, several designer bags, shopping bags surrounding her. You know,
she did the video too.
Exactly, implying that he purchased those and that the gifts keep coming. Then why are y'all tripping? Mm-hmm. Who's in the wrong here?
Whoever her parents or guardians are. Like, I ain't like, I don't know how old NBA young boy is. I know he ain't over 25. She look like she like 19.
She about 17, bro. I think she's 17.
She might not even be legal, right? So I'm not excusing them for being dumb or anything like that. But I still don't feel like that. Like, you give a young kid like him that much money.
He's 18, by the way.
Young NBA young boy, 18 years old.
Yeah.
So he got that much money, right? You on the road every day. You told the story about when he came to the Ville, how he talked to
him. We know what
he
was on.
How he talked to his manager. Now, I ain't even talking about what he was on. Oh. How he carried himself around people.
Facts.
Like, we done seen him almost get to fight on several clips with people trying to steal his chain.
Right.
The nigga who chain got stole, he talked bad to him. You a bitch ass nigga, you let him take your chain. They took my shit.
And that was his homeboy.
That was his homeboy.
Right.
And I don't know if he put her out to have the other gals that they got the argument or whatever it may be. But she's 17 on the road with this dude. They probably ain't 2 minutes deep. He the leader of the crew and everybody subjected to how he moving. That's trouble. Like something going to happen that ain't going to bear well for none of them. So that was my main concern coming out of it. I don't really necessarily think that he or her is the one in the wrong. Somebody need to be a figure of guidance to them. And that's where it's missing. Like,
that's
I don't
where
know
the manager's supposed
brother,
to come into play.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what a big brother or the uncle or the OG or the big homie, her dad,
somebody.
Her mom, her big sister. Like, I don't know what the older people are in their lives to let them know, hey, what y'all doing not cool. Like, this ain't, hey, y'all not getting off. It ain't funny. It ain't cute. Like, all it is going to have people on IG or whatever may be talking for you for about 2 days, making fun of you, laughing. Yeah, you got your little bags or whatever. Yeah, if he bought them for you, then he made up for it or whatever. But then y'all going to do something even dumber in 3 months, and those gifts are not going to make up for it. It ain't going to go away in 3 days until somebody get hurt.
Or you going to be out the picture.
Until somebody get hurt. And my last thing, like, she didn't have $100
to get a room.
You 17 years old.
They weren't in the
out
Ritz.
Here. Yeah, you ain't at the Ritz. Yeah. Like, you ain't paying. You ain't at the W.
Yeah.
So you ain't got $100 to get a room, even if he do put you out. Like, come on.
Even man. First of all, let me be very Trish. Clear. The rumor is that he had groupies with her. I ain't seen no like evidence or no
well,
nobody said. I don't
she
recall
said what she claims or what is alleged in her video is that the gal who took the picture of her
is
in the lobby was one of the girls that was in the room.
Oh no.
She said she's just some hating asshole to try to get her likes and her followers up. Yeah, they might have been in the room. Yeah, she slept on the couch. So what?
Somebody got to talk to the. Somebody got to talk to that young girl.
Somebody got to talk to
Jesus
all of
Christ. Oh my God! Like,
so, yeah. I mean, like, who in the wrong to you?
Man, it's hard to call somebody wrong when we talking about teenagers.
Kids.
Yeah, it's kids. I can't do that. I'm not even going to act high and mighty on that type of bullshit.
Because at 18, like, I ain't going to say I would have been that wild and retarded, but I may have been, especially if I had that much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm making $20,000 a night.
Yeah.
He can treat her however he want to treat her, because ain't nobody told him that ain't cool.
And remember when I did tell the story, when he was in the Ville, he was only there with her. That was it. It was him, her, period.
Exactly. That go to what I'm saying. That's a power thing. Like, if it's him and her and she answering to him, he probably feel like, can't nobody touch me. Can't nobody fuck with me. I got my strap.
If you could talk to young boy, what would you tell him?
Just slow
about that.
About that
particular situation.
That right there.
And let's say he like, man, I had like two hoes and I was lit. I'm just presuming that what she's saying is true.
Yeah.
What advice would you give him?
Oh, the sins of the father come back two times harder. So I would tell him, even if it ain't in his best interest right now, to make sure that she good. Even he had two hoes in there, he was little, whatever, he gotta always make sure that she good.
Right.
Cause that's a child that essentially done trusted herself with him, and he a protector.
What,
like,
if somebody
with her mom, man? So I would tell him, my words to him would be like, make sure you taking care of her regardless of what you got going on.
Right, she
need to be good. She don't never need to be sleeping in no lobby. Nah. Like, if you fucking off with other bitches, all right, that's what you do, then do it. But your girl can't be sleeping in no lobby.
Nah.
And you can't make up for it by go buying bags and all this shit. Like, you got to make sure she's safe first and foremost.
Right.
That ain't the thing. He ain't looking out for her. I would tell him, just look out for her more. Because she seemed like she riding with him, so he need to look out more.
That's a 1,000% fact. If this is the person that you taking on the road with you, like, there's a trust level there, clearly, yeah. If you taking her on the road with you from city to city, state to state. So you feel some type of way from that end. Bro, you cannot have your girl sleeping in the fucking lobby, bro. That's what I tell. I be like, bro, you got two hoes, okay, throw 100 to get a room, bro, like on another floor or somewhere, in another hotel if it's just that deep.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be in a little town, like, he from Baton Rouge, so you're going to be in, like, Jackson, Mississippi.
Louisville.
You're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's going to be a big dog at that hotel. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
And he going to come through, and he ain't coming through to get your gal. He just going to put a bug in her ear. Hey, go get your room, take care.
Yep.
Keep running with young boy, though. For real. That's what he going to tell. Keep running with him. We going to text. I'm going to stay in touch. Whoop the woo. I'm going to treat you good. I'm going to buy you all this whoop the woo. And when the time come, he down on his luck or whatever, and got to set young boy up and got to pull up.
Yep.
She done right there and set him up. Because you put her out there to do shit like that. He got to take care of that. He got to take care of her. If she going to be out with him on the road and it's just them two, for that, if you ain't even going to do it just because she a woman and she your woman, at least do it for the fact of protecting yourself.
Like, what if, like, them hoes could have left about your room, went down there and whooped her ass? Like, straight up.
Knew.
And you would have never fucking, like,
because she down there on the couch. You just got your nut off.
Bruh, like, I get it, man. Like, nigga young with bread. Like, I get that. I wouldn't even just be hot at him. But a nigga would have to, like, that's a teachable moment, though. Like,
yeah,
straight up, though. Like, bro, you don't fuck up the money with that shit.
Around. Yeah, some OGs or something. That's why I say it's dangerous.
Because
you never know, like, once she get tired of that shit.
Or that.
Yeah, once she get tired of that shit, you don't know what she gonna do.
Yep.
You don't know how long she gonna strangle along. You don't know who she gonna meet and what they gonna do and how less of a fuck they gonna give about you.
Nigga, next time you pull up in Louisville, niggas gonna be niggas waiting in the room.
Niggas in that room. You thought it was too gay that she was going down to the couch. This time, that niggas waiting on you, bitch, the big style. Nah, man.
Shit. All right, man. Last one before we hit this music break. This is interesting, man. Black Thought. The rapper from the legendary group The Roots, who bodied a freestyle not too long ago on Hot 97, kind of had the internet on fire with that.
Right.
He claimed that he is the originator of mumble rap. This is what he said. He said that he invented rapping without using words, citing songs like New Year's at JD's. Now look, what's what we're gonna do? We're gonna play a clip of New Year's at JD's, cause I don't listen to The Roots, so this is new to me.
Right.
We're gonna see if he truly invented mumble rap. Let's check it out.
Hola, ayo, feet on farm, a lot born, when a 18 farm with the magic wand. Little facts, 10 phone through the rap, facts,
seen get stuck by the dawn. Fucking with that dog, pop me thought. Just still in your Philly, we say John. I'm gonna give you that over that. Don't go back, past the popcorn. Hit the pop that I hit.
All right, man, that was The Roots. First of all, I don't know what the fuck song was that. Like, that shit was complete ass.
That's The Roots. It sounded like, he sounded like ODB right there.
I can understand that. This was allegedly 08. We couldn't find proof of when this actually came out, but we're looking at 08 on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like 2008 off some mixtape. But is this mumble rap?
It's something. That's not, I mean, who raps like that when they rap, though? Like, let's be honest. Today.
ODB.
I'm talking about today, though.
Busta Rhymes?
Fuck no. Busta Rhymes don't rap no more.
The closest. That's the closest thing I can think of, like, today, is Busta Rhymes. Now,
when you think mumble rap, you think Young Thug. You think Future. They don't sound like that, though. Even though his words are inaudible. But so, you understand some of what them niggas is saying.
They more melodic. I think too.
Like, yeah, they are.
They's like more like whatever it may be. His shit was just like wild, like New York.
It wasn't English.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
But
they don't be speaking English like Young Thug and whoever it is. They say they don't really speak English either.
what are they speaking
in? Inaudible.
Here's the thing, and I'm about to play another clip. I ain't even say this is the original. I'm glad you said that Young Thug and Future are melodic. I'm going to play the OG Bobby Johnson of melodic mumble rap from 2008, Ryan Leslie. He had a song called Gibberish. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the birth of melodic mumble rap. Check it out. All right, man, that was Ryan Leslie, Gibberish. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the OG Bobby Johnson of melodic mumble rap, period.
The OG Bobby Johnson. If I was Ryan Leslie, I'd need a little check from somewhere.
From free bands, nigga.
The Free Brands, the Bird Gang.
All that.
All that. Rich Homie Quan. I need a little percentage of all that, man.
You can't tell me Future didn't hear this right here and was like, hold on.
He straight took Ryan Leslie shit.
He took it.
Hendrix did out.
Put a trap beat behind it.
Hendrix on there. It was over.
Talk some street shit every couple lines. Nigga.
It was a rap.
And it was a rap. That was Ryan Leslie, Gibberish. I swear to God, nobody on earth other than me has heard that song. Me and Future.
You and Ryan Leslie. And the nigga that stole his laptop that time.
That's what happened. Nigga stole his laptop.
Sold it to Future.
Sold it to Future.
Because he wanted him. He was going to give $1 million. Future gave $2 million for it. And look what he done got on.
That's it. He been eating ever since.
And he lost $46 million in Rocco.
He still got more than enough. 6 degrees
of separation too. Tough.
Crazy. All right, man. Music break. It's the end of the year. Well, the end of the year has just passed. You know what that means. Wrap ups. All right. It's not one anymore. It used to just be Mad Skills doing it. Now he got some competition. They got Uncle Murda doing it. He been doing it about 3-4 years. We're going to play a little bit of Mad Skills. We're not going to play the whole fucking song. You know how they do, make them 10 minutes long and shit. And then a little bit later, for a second song break, we're going to play Uncle Murda's. And we're going to give a final determination of which one needs to keep going and which one needs to quit.
Wrapped it up the best.
Absolutely, man. Here go Mad Skills. Check it out.
I've never seen a year like this year. So many twists and turns. Winners and losers. We all lived and learned. So listen up. I'm going to keep it a buck. This the Mad Skills 2017 wrap up. Homie, I watched Nicki drop meat like it won't even deep. Saw a million women march through the D.C. streets. When Gaga jumped out the Super Bowl, that had me weak. And y'all was tripping over dudes sprinkling salt on meat. Then they mixed the ice. Up. Come on, bro. To this day, I still haven't heard Despacito. Seemed like soon as Trump got in, Beyonce broke the whole internet like, bitch, here come the twins. And shout Jordan Peele, he a beast. For real, cause Get Out was a modern day masterpiece. Had the whole world buzzing. A slave movie disguised as a horror movie and nobody saw it coming. Some of y'all should sit down. Bitch, be humble. Music had a little rap and had a whole lot of mumble. And North Korea trying to leave us ruined. Baby, you all over the place. What is you doing?
doing?
And Kendall Jenner, you funny. Girl, don't text me. You can't stop a protest with a can of Pepsi. And y'all showed the backpack kid a lot of love. And I still don't know what a fidget spinner does. A lot of wild, wild thoughts. Getting it in. And if all your friends are dead, you should get new friends. I feel bad for Rob Kardashian. He just woke up and old girl was gone in the wind. I'm like, Rob, here's a tip. Black China just bumped you. And that's a whole lot of gang shit. Found out Russia really had us.
This is a big rich town. I just came from. All right.
He usually don't jack beats. Do we usually jack beats for that?
Nah, the last couple have been original beats, but they're the style has fit the year, though.
Yeah, I think it take away a little bit from it when it's a jack beat.
Nah, that'd be bang right there. Because niggas ain't on it. Nobody's jacked that I know of.
50 trash on it already on the intro.
I mean, yeah, but you only hear 8 seconds of it. He already goddamn power.
It's already been ruined by 50 Cent.
I thought he did okay, though. Cool. He was ripping it. He had some lines on there.
He can rap. Yeah, he's a real good rapper.
And he touched on a bunch of shit. A lot of shit I forgot about.
I wonder how much he make off this year. Like we asked it last year. I wonder
how
he sustain himself throughout the year off of this one song.
No, I think he ghostwriting shit for other people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, so that was the first one. Like I said, we're going to hit the Uncle Murder joint later. But first, New Year's resolutions for hip-hop. We've got four right in front of us. These are the four biggest resolutions that we think hip hop may need in 2018. All right, first and foremost, let's get straight to it. Less drug use talk in hip hop. Now, listen, drug use talk has been in music, period, forever and a day. It's become more prevalent in hip hop this year due to certain hits having a lot of drug use references in them. So, right. Therefore, now it's in the spotlight. A couple of, you know, people pass away from shit. Shit get real when somebody die from it. Rest in peace, Lil Pete. And then your man Lil Pump came out and said he retiring from the Xanax.
Yeah, Lil Pump said he ain't doing no more Xanax. One of them other little fuckity fuck fucks said they not doing drugs no
smoke
more.
Smoke Perp.
Smoke Perp. Said he not, Lil Smoke Perp.
He's not doing Xanax no more.
They're not doing Xanax. They're leaving the opioids alone in 2017. My question is this. I'm all for it. That's great.
Cool.
Will that shift society or culture back from what we see as far as how widespread it's been as far as people using what they've been using and shit like that? Like,
probably so.
Is the Instagram flexing with it going to stop? And all of that now?
That's the question.
Okay.
Is he going to stop rapping about it? That's the question. Because you can say you stop doing it, but you still going to have the hook, nigga. Your next single might be called, nigga, I'm on them Zan. I'm like, bro, I don't know. So, like, look, he was infamous for having once Lil Pump hit 1 million followers on IG last year, he had a cake in the shape of Xanax. He had a Xanax cake.
Boy.
Yeah.
Listen,
okay, but
we can look at it as a phase.
That's fair, a trend,
a phase.
They might be out of there.
You know what I'm saying,
it's always in Mali 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That was the one that was supposed to be taking everybody out or whatever the fuck.
5 years ago.
Okay. So
then it was ecstasy before that.
That's a fact.
So you know,
I mean, hey, if he took to Twitter and actually said, fuck Xanax, we not on that in 2018. And knowing the age group and the the fact that his followers are probably very impressionable, that's something that they'll repeat and be like, nigga, that shit ain't cool no more.
So that's what I was going to ask. Does he lose fans or, like, do his fans change with him? They going to change with him? They going to grow up with him?
Because they're looking up to him.
He ain't more influential than a drug, though. Like, just because somebody say, like, just because he say he's stopping don't mean somebody that became dependent on it is going to stop, right? So that they're going to seek help now?
That's true. Is that one of them type of drugs that you can become dependent on?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
That's a whole other story then. Tough. Well, then at least you can try not to. Listen, man, when Jay came out and said, we're not doing jerseys no more, we doing button-ups. Nick, you want to know what niggas did with them jerseys, nigga? They put them in the closet. Now, obviously, you're not dependent on a fucking clothing piece.
Right.
But I'm saying,
you're comparing the two. But I don't think.
Right. The influence is there.
Yeah, I don't think neither one of these two guys are that influential. But I do hope that what they say, like, spreads on. Like, I think it'll be good going into 2018 with more positive messages. Now, I don't necessarily need gospel rap. at all. Like, I still want my gangster shit. I still want my gutter shit.
For sure.
But the in a daze, dope lean music, dope fiend lean music. My Wire fans know what I'm talking about. I'm cool off that. So if they've taken the first step, as far as, I think they're trying to go mainstream. So if they're taking the first step to go more mainstream, to do more stuff where they can get more endorsement dollars, and they wising up and getting their business right, then I ain't mad at them.
Gucci gang hit that billboard, and niggas start getting them phone calls.
He knew Gucci wasn't gonna fuck with him if he had doing nothing. You got Xanax capes and shit. You ain't getting that Gucci money.
Niggas got to back up off that shit at that time when they stop in the bag. Secure the bag, my guy.
Yeah, you thought that little show money was cool to Gucci call you with $1 million check they ain't going to give you.
Right.
Because you talking about Xanax.
Waving that motherfucker in your face right out of reach, too. Right. All right, man. Next up, another resolution.
What you got?
No more collab albums, bro. Let's go ahead and let's just put a pause on the collab albums. Niggas got real excited in 2017. A lot of people dropped collab projects, collab efforts, and most of them fell flat.
Niggas figured out their formula. They figured out that Outkast formula. I ain't got to give you a whole 32 bars, every verse, a 16 bar, 3 16s, and a hook and a bridge and all of that. I do my little 16, you do your 16, we'll mash them together, hope to produce a dope, get a cool little hook or a cool little beat that don't even need a hook, and we got 12 songs and we out of there. We got a collab album. That's what they've been pulling over our eyes with this, all of the last ones that came out. I haven't heard a good collab album since really Watch the Thrones. I don't even really consider Run the Jewels or collab. I consider them
what a time to be alive. Don't do not.
What a time to
disrespect. What a time to be alive. Because that's what got these motherfuckers doing this shit in the first place.
No, Watch the Throne. What got them doing?
Nah, that was in 2009.
That's what I'm saying. That was the key.
Niggas waited 10 years to do it to start the trend.
Yes.
No, bro.
That's what Jay said at the title show. I see shit like 10 years ahead of time. So me and Ye gonna do this collab album, and now y'all gonna do it to the death, and it ain't cool no more.
What did it was Drake and Future, because they made it look easy. We was in the studio for a week and we banged out 10 songs, and now niggas got hits. Jumpman, that was the summer.
You adamant that this is Drake and Future collab. You know this.
Because two of the biggest artists of this current generation.
But it wasn't really a Drake collab. Like, wasn't Drake musically. That was Future musically and Drake hot. Like,
Watch the Throne wasn't Jay-Z musically, bro. Kanye.
I'll take that. Definitely accept that, but you can't say that Drake and Future collabed on
That's why both of those
all of that
worked.
Is Future music, and it just Drake jumping in and out, lacing it and shit like that. But Jay is more of an influencer than Drake is. Like, Drake is catching up with Drake now. He dropping down, stealing styles in London and Africa and wherever else he dropped down, and in the islands, and still they flow and they sound. So, I mean, it was easy for him to come and kind of be a chameleon to what Future's doing. I'm saying Jay didn't necessarily do that. Kanye's gonna do it. Kanye's gonna overpower any room. Like, his sound, his music is gonna overpower any situation. So,
in order for those, that's what people need to learn. In order for those projects to work, somebody's gotta drive.
One person gotta take the lead.
Somebody's gotta drive, and somebody's gotta ride shotgun, bro.
That's perfect. I'm not mad at that, but all of the other collaborations in which I feel like they've ran their course now, one of the reasons, no one's driving. Both of them just sitting in the back seat. I'm agreeing with you saying that they bad. I'm just saying I didn't think What a Time to Be Alive was a good collab, but explaining it as far as driving, you're right.
That project
with two people sitting in the back seat being like, hey, you just Uber us here, producer, that didn't work.
Future and Young Thug project was trash. 21 and Offset was trash. Quavo and
that was the best one.
Your goddamn lie,
Offset.
Man, that shit had two songs on that motherfucker.
Two more than all of the rest of the city.
Fab and Jada had more than two songs on it.
See, I ain't even
Quavo and Travis Scott was trash. Mm-hmm. I'm hot about bro, like, stop, man. We talked about this last episode, man. Like, you got to have real musicians in that motherfucker putting it together in order to work, bro. It's just not gonna happen just because you think you had a hot single. You had Butterfly Effect. Ah, nigga, we can do 12 Butterfly Effects. Just put Quavo on here. Like, clearly that's not how it worked.
Yeah.
So if somebody can do it, cool, but just take it seriously. Like, don't try to be all like, I'm on my Machiavelli shit. We did this in 7 days, bro.
If somebody
trash.
If somebody put forth the effort to make a real album, then I agree.
T Grizzly and Lil Durk had one last year. Mm-hmm. Lil Durk and Lil Reese had one last year.
Your boy Big Sean and Janae Aiko.
Janae Aiko, you just AKO. Butchered her name. That was year before last, but I'm with you. That actually worked out, though. Yeah. That wasn't that bad, though. That was more on some best of both worlds shit.
Shout out to R. Kelly and Jay-Z, the first one.
Hey, I was watching Tidal on Apple TV, which is so clutch, by the way. They got the Apple TV app. Shout out to the homie Big Jeff. Dude, I was watching Big Sean documentary on, not this last album, but the one before that, Dark Sky Paradise. And he showed him making that album. He was in the studio collabing with Janae Aiko when he was fucking with, that was the gal he fucked with before Janae.
Carucci?
Hell no.
Oh, that's Chris Brown. Oh, the guy that did
the pop that singer.
Oh, not the one that beat him up.
What in the world?
Who? You know the guy that beat him up?
I have no clue who beat up Big Sean, dude.
The one, the guy he stole her Rolex.
Nah, the pop singer with the
I'm talking about the
ponytail.
The girl that beat him up stole it. He stole her Rolex. She the one that tried to say he stole the Rolex and shit. Then he came out this year and was like,
I cannot confirm nor deny that story that you're talking about.
Keep talking, I'll find
it. Yes, the pop singer that Big Sean was fucking with at the time, Janae Aiko was in the studio with him and Big Sean. I mean, with Big Sean and her, and that shit looked crazy looking back now, though. Like that nigga was plotting the whole time. They were flirting like a motherfucker
with Gail in there. Maybe he was trying.
Nah, she wasn't in there though.
He was trying. Oh,
his girlfriend wasn't in there. It was him and Janae, and I was tripping, looking like, damn, they was plotting this whole fucking time. I thought they were slick.
I'm talking about Nia Rivera.
Oh, a gal from Glee.
I don't know what she played in.
Yeah, she was on Glee.
I know she beat up Big Sean and he stole her Rolex.
Yeah, I ain't never
allegedly.
Heard. I ain't never heard that.
You never heard that he stole a Rolex or he beat or she
I
beat
thought him that up? Was her brother that played for the Raiders went through that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm telling
fuck.
You. She said that Big Sean stole her Rolex. Big Sean said that he was in an abusive relationship.
That's
and
funny.
No one believed him. And then when it came out that she did the shit with the dude from the Raiders that she was fucking with, Big
That's
Sean
her brother.
Tweeted.
So
she nah, she was fucking with somebody else. And they said she was abusive and they pressed charges.
Gotcha.
And then Big Sean tweeted, "See y'all motherfuckers didn't believe me when I said
oh,
I was
getting
beat up."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
shit.
Funny. We still don't believe you, but that's funny as fuck.
Tough.
All right. So, bottom moral of the story is: stop doing the collab albums, man. Just take a break, take a breather, bro.
You ain't waiting on that T.I. and Jeezy.
You see what I'm saying? Imagine who taking the lead on that. Who do you want to take? Who Jeezy gonna take the lead on that? No.
Nah.
We heard that last Jeezy, dude.
Whoa.
Pressure. You liked it?
Nah.
Okay.
I just said, whoa. Just
do you
relax.
Want pressure featuring T.I. on every song?
Just relax before you go too far speaking about these legends.
I'm just saying.
Spipe down.
They're clearly legends, and they know that they're legends, so they think that making a collab album will be easy, and I'm saying it's not.
Well, both of them make better, like.
Not in 2018, they don't make better music than who you was about to name.
I was just going to say they would take it more serious, but then as of late, I can't really say that for neither
See?
One of them.
We don't want it. J. Cole and Kendrick, don't play with that shit. Don't do that just to say y'all did it, man. Like,
no,
hey, no, bro. We don't need that. No.
Okay, what about a Black Hippie collab?
I mean, that's not... They're a collect. That's a group. That's like Migos putting an album
as a group?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's not coming out. You ask that every year. Black Hippie? What about Black Hippie? You think Black Hippie? No, nigga. It's never coming out.
I'm telling you what Top told me, man. Get Top Dog on the phone. You got a problem.
Black Hippie?
Get Top on the phone.
All right, man. Our third resolution in hip-hop this year. This is very important, guys. You got to listen up. Man, we need more anniversary concerts, dude. 10 years ago was 08, 15 was 03, and 20 was 98. You telling me it ain't Piff in them three years that niggas can do fucking concerts?
Yeah.
How did you feel at that Jeezy concert, dude, when he did the 10-year?
That Jeezy TM101 10-year anniversary was the best concert that's ever happened in life.
You see what I'm saying?
That's first of all. Secondly, that's a good one right there. A couple ideas that we could float out there. I need to see that Urban Legend T.I. anniversary.
15 years
coming up. So I'd love that.
I'd rather hear I'm serious, but I can. Yeah. I'll take Urban Legend.
Urban Legend, the one where he gonna bring everybody out. You get Manny Fresh. Well, I said Manny Fresh.
All the hits.
David Banner. Everybody. Jay-Z would bring him out. Bring him out. So you could do that.
I got one though.
What you got?
That Kanye 808's 10-year.
You ain't going to that concert.
What?
You ain't, cause
that album was revolutionary. Changed the way we listen to music now.
Did it?
Yes. Everybody doing
he
that
did
shit.
Too.
Yes.
And so did My Beautiful Dark.
And so did Pablo. And so did everything he's ever fucking put out. Put some respect on Kanye's name.
I'm not going to an 808's and Heartbreak show.
What about Juvenile 400 Degrees? That's 20-year.
I'm in there. I'm in there with bells on. I don't care. Just me and 15 other people in there. Soon as that doom 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 dun dun dun, like I need Manny Fresh coming out doing the intro, all of that.
400 degrees, 20 year. Outkast with Quemini, 20 year?
Yeah, I'm riding with that. That got to be a different setting, though. Yeah, it can't be.
House of Blues.
Yeah, kinda something like, small.
Yeah. First Everybody come, first serve. In here.
We was talking about one that's part of the ticket, the end all be all.
What's that? Oh, yeah, this was cold.
That mixtape Weezy.
Listen.
Two nights only.
Listen.
Commemorate one down this. Here in the A, one wherever else y'all want to do it, and I just need an exclusive access.
We just need one in the A.
But if you get a mixtape Weezy tour. Like
all mixtape joints.
Mixtape.
Dedications. Squads.
Get Drama to DJ.
Oh, my God.
We bringing Squad back out. We starting from Squad 1.
Oof.
All the Jack beats. Listen. We bringing other people that had the original beats. Listen. And they coming to rap. That mixtape Weezy tour.
No, we're not going to do it. The tour.
Two nights only.
One in the A. We don't give a fuck what the other show is. We just need the one in the A.
So, clearly that mixtape Weezy tour ticket. Well, excuse me, that one night only.
Absolutely.
That's going to be hype beast out of this world.
I need to talk to Drama.
Let me ask you this. If you had to pay for it.
Okay.
How much you pay?
I'm in there.
One night only mixtape.
And it's Weezy. At someplace like Fox.
Fox Theater. It might be 500 seats in there.
Ooh, I gotta be in that building, dog.
You spending 400 on the ticket?
400 is a stretch. I do 250 though for you're great seats, and I'm in there.
You doing 250 up front?
Yeah, I do 250 though. That's pushing it though. But this is never gonna happen again. And this is he might not even remember the words to this shit,
he
dude.
He ain't even got to.
I'll rap it.
Just have Wayne had a background playing. He can just be up there getting hype because it's going to go down. Because you're going to remember all of those songs. You're not only going to have Wayne there with epic bars, you're going to have all epic beats because most of them was Jack beats.
That's true.
And mixtape Weezy, One Night Only, Birdman, whoever has to sign off on this, holler at me.
Hey, boy.
I got y'all down here for the A. We can get this set up.
That shit'll be crazy. Now, I will say Lil Wayne does have another milestone. That Carter 3 is 10 years old this year.
Damn. I ain't going to that.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I ain't checking for that. What else you got?
Flesh of My Flesh, DMX, 20 year? Wow.
Not at all. What about
so disrespectful?
Ain't no G-Unit tour? We got a 15-year G-Unit, anything like
ooh,
that?
Ooh, what came out of 03?
What that 3G
50 came out on 04, didn't
it? Bed for Mercy came out on 03, didn't it?
No fucking way.
Well, 02, I think.
No. 03 at best. I can't believe you wouldn't go to this DMX. Nah, you're right, though. DMX let me down at the Rough Rider concert.
If you ever go to another DMX tour, you out of your fucking mind. I told you 2003, November 14th, G Unit Bed for Mercy.
Oh, that's cheating. It barely made it.
I go.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
You ain't going to the 15-year Beg for Mercy. The album is banging.
Nigga, that, bro. First of all, I like the album.
The album
I don't
is
like
banging.
It enough to. I'd have to get the tickets on Groupon.
You ain't paying $45 for the Beg for Mercy G Unit 10 year anniversary.
For two people?
Everybody. What if everybody gonna be there?
Like who?
The whole G Unit. Nigga, who you think? All you expected is G Unit, right?
I need more than that, dude.
You ain't paying $45 for that. They could just do that album.
It had to be 50 too.
Could do some solo songs.
If I can get me and my gal in there for $45, I'll go.
Get the fuck out of here. You're flogging.
I'm not paying $90 for both of us.
Yeah, you flogging. You're not telling me if they do the Beg for Mercy, G Unit, whatever.
When did
50 doing some of his solo shit?
When did Get Rich or Die Trying
gonna do some
come
of his?
Out.
It don't matter. All of them gonna be there for the 03 Beg for Mercy shit. So they doing majority Beg for Mercy. Then you got 50 doing some Get Rich or Die Trying shit. You got Buck doing Straight Out of Cashville. You got Banks doing their Hunger for More.
Listen,
I don't know what Yayo did, but that's worth it for $45.
Listen,
get out of here.
All I need, you can cancel all of that shit, delete everything you just said, and just have that 15-year Get Rich or Die Trying show. Queens, Brooklyn, wherever the fuck, whatever, whoever has the venue.
I'm not going to Queens for
What?
I'm not going to Queens for that.
Crazy as fuck. We just got through looking at that fucking B-Sides J show in Brooklyn. That shit looked crazy.
I'm not going to Queens for a
I don't even know if they got a venue in Queens.
Exactly. I'm not going to Queens for a G-Unit show.
That 50 Cent 15 year show, nope. Bruh. Like, niggas need to be on. Nah, niggas need to do this, though. We saw what Puff did with the Bad Boy. He took that motherfucker on the road.
Tough.
We saw what Rough Riders did. That was an abomination, but at least it was still some nostalgia to it.
DMX.
That's true. He blew it. But niggas need to start doing these 10, 15, 20 year shows, bro. They ain't got to be in no big coliseums.
Nah. March 25th, 2003.
Shout out to my mama. That's my birthday.
Your mom born a day before you? That's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, she was doing on her birthday.
Clearly.
Right. March 25th, 2003, diplomatic immunity drop.
Ooh.
15 years.
You got the, I'm in that there. Double album.
I'm in there like swimwear.
That's a fact. Hey, do you know how mad I'm gonna be this time next year when none of this happens? That's gonna get on my fucking nerves. That's a lot of balls dropped. Pause.
Cam could do this right now. Cam need to get with Rock Nation right now. Jimmy, I don't know if Juelz can pull it off, but if Juelz can pull it off,
Juelz gotta be there.
You got to.
Hell Real gotta be there.
I need Hell Real with the freestyle and everything
on the phone.
Tough behind a cell.
J.R. Ryder.
2003. I'm taking this for the 15. I definitely need that diplomatic immunity.
That'll be dope as fuck.
I'm going to Harlem for that though. Right there at Apollo Theater. Let's go. Let's go. I'm right there at Apollo Theater for that diplomatic immunity.
That should be crazy.
Facts.
All right, man. Last one. The fourth resolution for hip hop. Man, we got to call out these culture vultures. We need some type of process for when a Post Malone comes into the game, doing what he do, looking how he looks, saying what he say. Somebody, he has to have, there has to be some type of vetting process. There has to be. Can't just have number one songs and niggas just jumping on your shit and you have never owned a rap album in your life, dog. Like, bro, that shit cannot fly, bro.
I agree with that. We got to do, so if we're going to say that, we also got to do a better job at vetting these things. So, like, just because 21 Savage is on that Rockstar song, we're not calling it rap. You know, we can't call that rap. I'm not calling Bad Barbie rap just because she.
How'd she get signed? That's my point.
Because she's an influencer.
That's trash. Don't sign her as a rock song. Sign her as a pop group.
She can just be an artist.
Just be an artist.
Refer to her as an artist. She ain't necessarily rapping. She kind of sub-genre. So whatever y'all call sub-genre stuff, just call her a musician. Like, so when you refer to her on CNN, when she's on Dr. Phil, right, just say musician.
Yeah, don't say rapper.
Barbie. Because they're not rappers.
Don't.
Post Malone's not a rapper.
No.
He's a singer or a country music star.
I don't know
star,
what he is. He's not a rapper.
Pop music star, but they're not rappers. So if we did a better job at identifying these things in the culture, like saying, sure, hey, you know what? Yeah, it's on the Billboard 100's cool little song. I like it. It's not rap, though.
It's not rap.
I'm not going to let you call it rap.
We're going to call
it
this. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's do a better job of that. Well, we played one of the hottest records coming out of New York, Tekashi 69, a couple of episodes
not
ago.
Rap.
No. Let's not do him like that. No, he's rapping.
That's not rap.
But let's be honest, when you come out and you got the video with the straps in the video and you're not black and you got the rainbow colored hair and the rainbow colored grill and the blue flag and the red flag, bro, it's like time out, bro. like somebody got to check the Carfax, bro. Like, you're not finna have this on CNN where they say rapper Tekashi 69 because in any other genre of music, it's just musician. Like, you're not going to have us thrown under the fucking bus, plastered everywhere, looking crazy, nigga, and having all rappers bundled up into your image. Like, no, dude. Like, we're not finna do that. Niggas, there has to be some type of, because right now, matter of fact, he getting blackballed from doing festivals. Weapons. For whatever reason. He says because they're scared of him.
I believe that. People probably go crazy, the little fans that he bring, probably fighting and stuff like that. So this oughta go as a word to the wise and a message for, like, if you bring in that fuck shit, that crazy grunge rock shit where we can't enjoy ourselves,
Xanax cakes and shit,
then you just gotta stay at home or you gotta go have your own festival of music like that. We don't
That's
want
true.
You at the hip hop festivals because it's ruining our time.
Listen,
it's ruining it.
Let's protect the culture. Alright, let's straight up though. Okay, the song may be hot. Who is this? Where the fuck did they come from? Why are they doing this in the video? I need answers.
You remember Slim Jesus?
I do.
What happened to him?
He back in Ohio where he came from.
He back in Dayton, Ohio. So, I mean,
but
that's
one
of the
But that's a
examples.
Good point, though.
Yeah, that's one of the examples.
Niggas heard that and was like, bro, you a clown. Fuck out of here. And
right.
he didn't win.
And that's why I said you remember him. It's like more, that needs to happen.
Exactly.
Even before the million video YouTube views or whatever, that needs to happen. We'd be like, nah, we ain't rocking.
Like, nah, you got to come holler at somebody.
Yeah, we ain't rocking with you, Stewie, with the straps out.
Nah,
just doing your thing in your videos.
You got to do an interview with On Deck, and then we'll let the culture know if you legit.
Straight up. Yeah, I'll take that.
And we're not gonna sell out no bullshit, dude. The motherfucker straight up. We're like, okay, nah, he 100. He cool.
That's fact.
If he not, nah, that nigga clown. We ain't fucking with him. And that's it.
That's a fact.
All right, man, do us a favor. Go to Facebook, search for groups, type in Rap Chat. Bam, that's our shit. Let us know. Give us some hip-hop resolutions for 2018. What do you want to see?
Yeah, what are the new things that we are going to hold people accountable for in hip-hop in 2018? Y'all let us know that in the Rap Chat on Facebook. Also, go and rate, subscribe, like our podcast on iTunes. Those help. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Music break. We said there was a second wrap-up, all right? Okum Murder, a.k.a. Lenny Grant. That's what he goes by now. Did his version of 2017 wrap up. Let's check out a piece of this 10-minute song, man. We're not playing the whole fucking song. Let's check out a piece of it, see how he did.
Nicki and Meek dead, Nas, Nas and Nicki. Whoa. I'm just happy us ain't get that herpes and chili. She love me. Got a 2-4 for popping the willy. Shit crazy, even Drake said free Meek Millie.
Free Meek.
Free Meek, Safari don't feel bad for him. Meek and him almost beat his ass, but he was too fast for him. Kaepernick spoke to Meek Mill, that's dope. Tell Nicki Minaj, brother, don't drop the soap. Dang. Remy got a Nicki ass like what you got in them jeans. Remy won, but for now, Nicki's still a queen. Whoa. Cardi B on the hills, though, I know Nick feeling it. 3 records on the billboard, Cardi B killing it.
She lit.
You ain't gotta say it, Nicki, I know. You been doing that. Cardi got a long way to go.
Okay, Nicki.
It was dope seeing Remy and Kim Link.
It was.
Hey, yo, okay, Michelle, your pussy still stinks. Jay-Z confessed to cheating on Beyonce. And he finally threw some shots back at Kanye. Jay, no Kanye ain't about that balance. For my nigga Prodigy, let's have a moment of silence. Queen, stand up. These sluts are still winning, man. Salute to these hoes. 21 Savage wiped up Amber Rose.
What?
Playboy Cardi wiped up Black China. She had hundreds of niggas in the Nile vagina. Kevin Hart cheated and the shit got recorded. Apologized on Instagram cause he was getting extorted.
Right.
I was mad Soulja Boy and Chris Brown didn't fight. Migos and Joe Buttons almost got into a fight. Do it look like I was left off Bad and Bougie? Yeah, it was Offset, Quavo, and Lil Uzi. Niggas tried to hit Young Dolph with 100 shots. He was in the bulletproof truck like that's all y'all got?
That's it.
He was laughing watching bullets bounce off the glass. Second time around, no, them niggas shot his ass. Niggas
him.
Get shot every day. That nigga tough, that's my nigga. He gon' call me like, yo, you play too much.
He good.
Hey, Boogie and them stomped out Lil B. I was mad they have two.
I mean, Uncle Murder crazy, man.
That. With the original beating hook.
Yeah.
We might have got a new king.
Really?
Yeah, it might be over for Skills.
I think it's room for both.
Yeah.
Because they both Uncle bring Murder, a different perspective.
Yeah, he's a little more grimy in his. Uncle Murder ain't really just, even though he rapping in his level,
though.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't really caring two fucks about what nobody think about it. I like it, though. It's funny.
Nah, it's just entertaining.
So if your name pops up in this, do you clap back in Uncle Murder or his Skills do?
Because this is what Uncle Murder do.
Okay.
He been doing this for years before he was Lenny Grant. He been doing this. That's his MO. So you got to laugh that shit off or think of something clever in one of your joints and throw it at him.
That is a fact.
That's simple. Let us know, man, who got the better wrap up. Does Skill need to hang it up? Uncle Murder need to hang it up, or should they both coexist?
Yeah, let us know what y'all think, man. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. Question of the week before we get ghost. Little known black history fact, man. Can I tell you a little bit about Quavo from the Migos and what he did in a past life, pre-rapper? Now, he used to play high school football in the A, Gwinnett County to be exact. And he was playing around the same time as Taylor Henneke. Where do you know Taylor Henneke? He just got
Henke.
Through. How the fuck you say his name? He just got through playing quarterback for the Houston Texans last Sunday. He's the fourth string quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they played in Gwinnett County at the same time where Quavo also played quarterback. He broke the record for completions in a game in 2009. Taylor broke that record the following year. So basically, Quavo was out here quarterbacking and he wasn't no slouch. My question is simple. If you had a football team and you had to start a rapper at quarterback, which person would give you the best chance of getting a W?
If I had to start a rapper at quarterback, I'm going to go with Snoop. Give me Snoop because I feel that was yours.
I was going definitely use
hot.
Snoop. Yeah,
I say give
that.
Me Snoop because I feel like he just probably know more about football. He's like 6'4", 6'5". And he got the little league out there already, so I'm assuming he can read defenses and shit better than Jason Garrett, which is my coach's team. So at least if I had a quarterback out there that knew what he was doing, you know, I would be good. So I'm riding with that.
I guess I'll take somebody at least on the athletic side. First of all, once Snoop gets sacked, that's a wrap. He's not getting up.
That's a fact.
That's number one. So let me get somebody with a little more stockier. Let me get Dave East. He athletic. He used to play ball.
I go with that.
Let me get Dave East. He'll be my quarterback. Like, got an arm out there. I can get some W's. I think I can get some W's with Dave East. He'll get, at least get up after he get hit. But shout out to Quavo, man. That's crazy, though. And he left-handed, too. I see you, boy.
They said Quavo athletic as hell, though. They said he a little athlete, man. Basketball, football, all that shit.
Nah, I seen him trying to shoot ball, and they ain't look like nothing. The jumper look hella broke. Was that Tory Lanez?
He was dogging him.
Have you seen Tory Lanez shoot?
He trash.
That's what I'm saying. He kick his legs when he shoot.
Listen, I'm washed, right?
Yeah, but you were some slaw even when you weren't washed.
I could beat you and Tory Lanez at the same time.
Yes, you're a goddamn liar.
And my hairline's still here. Both of y'all struggling. So I can't lose anyway. Even when I lose, I win.
Shout out to Quavo, man. I wonder if it's some YouTube shit on him.
I looked for some football highlights. They must have had it washed. Either he wasn't that good or they had the shit washed off, because it ain't nothing on YouTube.
Ah, shit.
I seen like a little minute 22 clip of him and Offset when they was young. Y'all don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
If you're not on YouTube, it didn't happen. Fuck it.
Mm.
All right, man. New music. Dedication 6 Reloaded. Did you hear that family feud with Drake? Yeah. Wayne, Drake. That motherfucker went up. Like, Drake snapped. Man, you weren't listening. If you said Drake murdered that.
I mean, Drake write it?
Yeah.
Do we know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there.
Oh.
He wrote that motherfucker. Aubrey, I was right there in the 6.
I mean, Drake, he ripped it. That's what Drake do, though. So I wasn't mad at that. He did rip that.
Now, niggas is gassing that Wayne verse, though.
Yeah, okay. Wayne verse is trash.
It wasn't
true. It was like 16 bars too long.
And look, he need to save the 16 off the front.
Yes, because he got into it later.
Exactly. He picked up steam later. But this is one of my biggest pet peeves. I promise we out of here after this. Dude, when you hear a nigga like Drake on this Family Feud and he's talking about Family Feud shit, like relevant shit with him and Meek and shit, don't hop on there talking about money, cash, hoes and shit, bruh.
Got
like, stop.
Balenciagos, a drop top lamb truck.
I don't give a fuck about this
shit.
Brand
new Gucci belt, all my Family Feud.
Yeah, don't, bruh, no, stick to the fucking, give us some bars, dog. You got time to do that other bullshit on all 12 other tracks on this Dedication 6, bruh. But just for this 116, just stick to the fucking script, dude, and spit, because you can. We know Wayne can do that somewhere. He in a sunken place inside of himself, but bring it out for at least one song.
If he look at that Family Feud video, he probably could have did a thing.
That Family Feud video was hard, though.
Yeah, it was tough. Y'all check out like that Family Feud video on time. It was real dope and thought out. So maybe Wayne should have looked at that and then did his verse.
Man, just
maybe.
When you hear the nigga on there with you going in, go ahead and flip up your shit. Like, you may have done money, cash, hoes, stun, guns. Okay, cool. But you hear a nigga snapping, man. Flip that. Please, just switch it, man. Make rap better.
He probably didn't even listen to Drake verse.
That's a damn shame.
He probably didn't just went in there and just, you know.
God damn,
Drake,
I hate
Drake
when people do that.
Drake hopped on there and just, like, sauced it, really.
He was spitting. All right, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Man, we planning new stuff for the year, so I'm just getting into that, diving in. Nothing really. What you got up?
Man, I am coming up on the end of Billion Season 2.
I see you, Axel Rod.
I ran through Season 1 like a track meet.
Fire.
It's pretty dope, I'm not going to lie. A lot of that shit go over my head because I don't know, like, the stock industry like that. So some of the stock mumbo jumbo and lingo you can get lost in, because, you know, on TV they talk fast as fuck.
Yeah, but it's good, though.
No, it's definitely a good show. I'm on, like, episode 5 of season 2. It's kind of tough.
Almost home.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm trying to finish it before season 3 start, whenever. I don't even know. They got a date.
Yeah, you got a minute.
Ah, okay.
You watching the season that just went off, like, earlier this year.
Like, I'm straight then.
Yeah, it literally just went off, like, two months and shit.
I also saw that Mother, man. That was a very interesting movie.
I heard that was trash.
I thought this shit was kind of dope, though.
As you would.
But I can understand somebody thinking it was trash, though. I guess somebody came to me and was like, man, nigga, that mother was bullshit. I would understand that. But then if somebody came and said, nigga, that mother was lit, I'd understand that, too.
I binge watched White Famous. Y'all check that out. That's the sitcom.
That looks so some slaw.
It does, but it was actually good. The name was some slaw, and the first preview that I seen wasn't really good, but I got the episode. I actually watched all of it this weekend. I binge watched it. Only 20 minutes. So you got a cool, you know, you ain't got to lose yourself for too long. But it's good. It's definitely worth it. Everybody needs a friend like Balls.
Pause.
So have your friend. Find out who Balls is and find your friend like Balls, man.
Yeah, I might check this. That shit look trash. Yeah,
you can power through that, I'm telling you. It's some funny shit. It's one scene on episode 4. This top 4 funniest shit on a 30 minute sitcom ever. Promise you.
Now you done poured the goddamn.
Promise you. And when you see Exxon it, you gonna know exactly what it is when he on the workout bench. You gonna know.
I might check that out this weekend, man. Other than that, though, like you said earlier, please do us a favor. If you're listening on iTunes, comment, rate, and subscribe if you haven't already done so. Also, check us out on iHeartRadio and Stitcher Radio, man. We are out here. We're going to try to turn up this year again for y'all. Level up just like y'all need to be doing for yourself. We're going to level up out here in the streets, man. More content, more things in the works. We're not going to say specifics. You're just going to have to pay attention. Go to youtube.com/ondecktv, man. Keep an eye on that. And, hey, we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.